Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry.
So, Curry, welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate studio this week, Curry, for another juicy conversation in the Versus series.
Oh, yes, Kim, I'm so excited. I've been loving this Versus series. I don't know about you. So we might have another little Versus to discuss today.
Very excited about it, Curry. So this is something that people get confused with, and I think it's worth taking the time to dissect these so that someone knows what they're signing up for when they're doing things with other humans, other business owners, and other entrepreneurs.
I agree, Kim. I think, well, and this is really the reason we brought the Versus series to the Buckets and Boomgates table. Let me speak English. Because there's confusion. There is a lot of confusion out there about these different things and this versus that and what is the difference between them. So we're just simply unpacking that from our experience. We're not proclaiming to be experts. We're just merely going through what we've seen and what we've experienced and a couple of little tips and tricks along the way to help everybody as well.
So, Curry, last week, I believe we did collaboration versus affiliate. Is that right?
I hope so.
Sorry, y'all. It's been a week. But here's the thing. That's where all this started, actually, was people get confused about collaborations, which is my obsession. They get a lot of gray lines, a lot of gray areas for these things. And we just want to make sure everybody's clear so that when they're signing up to do something, they understand what they're being asked to do and they can make sure that they're saying yes to what they think they're saying yes to. This one to me is a big one.
I think it is. This one seems a little bit more intense, Kim. So I think we might need to break it down a little bit like on the gentle side. So can you explain to us the joint venture partner aspect of today's Versus series?
I can try, Curry. Let me just say that. I love that you already like cautioned everyone. We're not experts. We just have some experience. But a joint venture partner is someone who partners up to do something together. So they work together on something, they put money in together, and the outcome is they both or all sell whatever it is. There's all kinds of different, I'll say, tells to what a joint venture partner is. So for example, you do a class together, both of you put the work in, both of you do the things, both of you spend money on marketing. And when it sells, you split whatever your percentages are after expenses, that's a joint venture partner. So partnerships are different than joint venture partners, but joint ventures are really great if you find the right, you know, person to do them with. But we want to make sure you're very clear when you're signing up to something. A lot of people will call a joint venture a collaboration, and it is not a collaboration. Collaboration is different. Joint venture partners are literally partners in what I'm going to call a little business. They keep their own businesses, but they come together for a project.
And Kim, thank you for clarifying the partnership partner kind of aspect there, because there's a lot of confusion about that in the respect of you can create a, well, I'll use the word company, Kim, that's a partnership. So this is not an official registration to do a joint venture partner situation. This is just, like you said, on the project. You've still got your separate businesses, separate entities. You're not creating an organization in the partnership space. You are doing things together by an agreement, essentially. You've got an agreement to come together and do this project together, not join forces completely.
So, Kim, I think you should grab your bucket and I'll grab my boom gate and let's just take a quick little break. What do you think?
Perfect, Carrie. We'll be back in a minute.
This podcast is sponsored by Fire Up Groundwork Brigade Mastermind.
Are you an entrepreneur who is focused on making an impact?
But you haven't figured out how to make an income doing it?
We spent years trying to figure out how to do both.
And we realized the business adventure is not a one-size-fits-all. I'm Kim White. I'm the founder and fierce leader of the My Sexy Business team.
And I'm Carrie Zarb, Aussie bucket of swearing sunshine.
But not in this podcast. And she's a brilliant entrepreneur, by the way.
We both understand how it feels to believe we are the only ones who can't figure things out.
So we decided to join forces so we could get in the trenches with you.
We lead a very special mastermind group so you can be confident in strategically implementing
the right things in the right order so that you too can get the best possible results.
We cover a variety of topics based on what you need,
including building a business that you own and doesn't own you.
We even address themes like social media strategy and simple tech solutions.
If you would like to meet other entrepreneurs who are living proof of what is possible,
come and join us, and the link is in the show notes. Oh, that's better, Kim. I've opened up the boom gates. Have you got your bucket?
I do, Carrie, I do. Now, where were we, Carrie?
Oh, there it is.
In case anyone doesn't know what that sound was, that was Carrie rewinding.
Thank you, Kim. I'm sure that needed explanation.
I am going to say that I have never seen a partnership work that's a true one business with multiple people trying to lead it. I've never seen that work. And I don't think there's very many people out there that can say that long term, that's something that has happened, and long term they've stayed in a good relationship or in a good business, because it's really hard. Entrepreneurs are leaders. And so when you have multiple leaders going in different directions, it can cause division in a business, can cause division in relationships. So I am definitely a proponent of, if you want to do something together, do it together, but do it based on your own businesses coming together to do joint venture kind of things. That's my soapboxy stuff, Carrie.
I'm actually on the same page as you. However, I have seen very successful partnerships. And again, little Aussie Kerry over here. So it's very different in Australia, perhaps. Maybe that's the kicker to the situation. But I've also seen a lot of unravelings of partnerships as well. So both sides of the coin, but just did have to be open and honest and say that I have seen successful partnerships, but also seen the other side too. So both ends of the stick, Kim.
I am just glad that you've seen one that worked, because I'm always sad when I see the breakup. Like, I feel like it's torturous. Like, it is so sad because relationships are broken. And I almost feel like it's the same for like divorce. When you come together in business, it's almost like being married and divorced. You come together and then you divide up everything. You fight over stuff. And it doesn't have to be that way. That's not what we're saying either. It's just that's some of the stuff we've seen.
Yeah. And Kim, just to put a number on it, I've actually got in my world at the moment 3 successful partnerships that I'm aware of, but there's probably at least 25 or more that went the other way. So, and that's not a confirmation stat, by the way, peoples. That's just what I've seen.
I love it, Carrie. And I'm glad you have like seen good ones. I am glad of that.
So Kim, can we skip forward now to an investor, because we want to make sure we cover the other side of this versus series. Would you like to explain?
Well, I will start it, but I'm going to say I think that you are going to add some spicy to this too, Carrie. So an investor is someone who can have say-so or not. Like, you have different kinds of investors. But an investor is someone who comes into possibly an already established
maybe a new startup business and invest their money, invest their cash. I think that's the biggest thing. And it doesn't always have to be cash. It doesn't always have to be the money, but that's the most common one. So somebody has a business and they need to take on an investor so that they can survive something or so that they can grow in some way. And when you take on an investor, you have to remember that investors have say-so. So if you take on investors, you are giving away some of the control and some of the decision-making because they do have a say in what's going on. And a lot of times they have say without working in the business. So a joint venture partner works in that project, like they work together in that project. An investor does not necessarily work on the things, but they have say so over what's done in the business.
And Kim, I think that comes in all shapes and sizes. Like you said, it may not necessarily be cash investment. However, that is very common. And I feel like there's a variety of options that can come into the investor space. And you're talking, you know, funding the cash that's coming into the business, or you could have, they might be bringing sweat equity instead of cash. Or they could actually be supplying a tool or technology or something as their investment piece. So as you identified, Kim, the most common one is the cash, the funding to go into the business to assist it to grow and develop and move forward. But I have actually seen a lot of tech and tool spaces of investment where someone brings something of such value that's going to help that business so much that they're bringing that to the table. And again, all of these agreements look different in different spaces and different industries as well.
I think here, Carrie, at least what I have seen, and I am very limited experience in this, so let me just say that out loud. We have a handful of businesses that we see or we know, or we have like clients that we see or we know what they do. There are millions of people that do things that we don't know what they do. So let's be very like out there about that. But one of the things here that is way more common is someone has invented some sort of technology and people give them money so that they get a profit back out of that business. I'm trying to remember if I have seen someone who was the opposite, Carrie. It's normally whoever has the tech thing that they're needing investors. Lots of places that they're looking for someone to fund, like you said earlier, fund whatever their technology is so that they can take it to the market. That's probably the most common one here.
And that, like, and just from my mere little Aussie kind of knowledge base here, would that be like Silicon Valley type stuff, Kim, is what comes to mind in that tech space?
Yeah, probably, Carrie, probably.
Yeah, I think we all have a bit of a facade and a bit of an idea of what Silicon Valley looks like from perception versus maybe the reality could be very different in that space. It's like the movie about Google, how exciting and it looks and yeah.
Well, I think that this episode is really important for many reasons. Like just to make things clear and all of these different words and all of these different terms. But Carrie, if someone asks you to invest in something they're doing, that investment, whether it's money or time or whatever that investment is, you have to remember an investor normally puts something in and gets profit back. They get a percentage back. And sometimes you have to be careful because they'll get a percentage back even if there's not profit. They'll get a percentage before the expenses are paid or before other things. So there's variations of all the things we're talking about. You have to be really careful because as a new entrepreneur, well, even an older entrepreneur, it's exciting that somebody wants to invest in your business, but know what cost that comes with. Because it could be that you don't really want someone else to control what you do. And I'll be honest, Carrie, I have a bad term for this, and that is I don't want to be a harnessed pony. I don't want someone to put the reins on me and tell me I have to go right or left or do those things based on them giving me money at one point, and then now they get to tell me what I have to do from then on. So I think that that's kind of my visual of that.
That's a good visual, Kim, because we've spoken probably in the past about our control freakiness and how we do like to be in control. And that is something to consider when you are looking to bring an investor into your business. What does that look like for you? What is going to change in the dynamics of your business, decision making, and financially? Because all of this comes into play. So I'm glad we're having this conversation, Kim, because it's good to talk about these things out loud to help others know, just to have their eyes open, you know, and be sure that you understand what you're signing up for. Likewise for a joint venture partner, because at the end of the day, if you're doing something with someone else, no matter which one of these categories it falls under, having those conversations which we've spoken about, making sure that you understand the terms and conditions that come with the arrangement that you're making. And I think most of all, Kim, if something don't feel right, don't ignore yourself. Don't ignore the signs or the tummy feels that you get, or little red flags, or if you're laying in bed trying to get to sleep one night going, hang on a minute. Like, if any of that comes into play, that's where we need to listen to ourselves and seek more information at the very least. Clarify what that means so that you're not stitching yourself up. I'm just going to be honest, Kim. We don't want to be the pony. We don't want to be reined in necessarily. And if you do, that's great. But just know what you're getting into.
So, Carrie, you said something that I think is really, really important. And that is, well, you said multiple things that were really important. One of them was definitely know what you're getting into. But you know, the other thing is if you are working with anyone, so business is about making money. Business is about having clients or customers. You are under someone else's accountability. You are under someone else, even if you're at the top of the food chain in your own mind, you still have clients and customers to answer to. So you're always going to be answering to someone, even though we get this entrepreneurial attitude of nobody can tell me what to do. If all your clients leave, they're telling you you're not doing good business. So there's something that we do as humans, because we're humans and we have feels, we have the feelings, but you have to remember business is business, and don't take things personal. So if someone wants to not invest, or they don't want to be a JV partner, or they don't want to do a collaboration, or they don't want to do something, never take that personal, because it's not a thing that, like, that can ruin a relationship if you get your feelings hurt over something. And I think this is a sign of maturity, is you're not taking it personal, because guess what? Things happen, things change. And I personally love collaborations, but you know what? They are not lifetime collaborations. Like, you may have lifetime relationship, but whatever you start in, you know, one decade, I'm going to say the next decade is probably not going to look the same, because things evolve, things change, and you have to be like willing to change. You have to be able to look at that and not get your feelings hurt and not get all upset about silly stuff. And I do think you need a breakup plan. I think for everything you do with another human, you should have a breakup plan, because if you have that plan in place, that means you were brave enough, you had enough courage to have the conversation up front. Everybody panics and says, oh, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about breaking up. Well, the truth is, that's how relationships get ruined. But if you go back and you have those conversations before you take an investor's money, before you get into a project with a joint venture partner, and even going back to before, Carrie, before you get into a collaboration, or before you join an affiliate program, or before you do any of that, have the hard conversations first. Because if you can have the hard conversations, it's likely you're going to be okay if something happens along the way.
I agree, Kim, 100%. It's just, it's all those things that come into play that we need to consider. And like you said about taking it personally, maybe you're in a situation where you're looking to go into an agreement with someone for any of these reasons and any of these types of things, and something doesn't seem quite right, and you could literally be sitting there, check your mood. Like, you could be in a bad mood and having a bad day and then be going, oh man, they're trying to rip me off. And maybe they're not. It happens, Kim. Like, we could be sitting there again, looking at it personally rather than it is business. People are in business to make money, and people are in business to achieve other things. So we've got to sometimes sit back in the right zone, in the right mindset to actually analyze these situations. But like you said, Kim, it all comes back to those out loud conversations and having them. And if you got questions, you need those questions answered. It's that simple.
I think it's simple, Carrie, but it is definitely not easy. I think that that is the key to probably the partnerships that you've seen be successful. They probably had hard conversations up front.
No, probably always on every other day.
I think that that is a tell, another sign of having a good foundation. Because whether it's a project, whether it's a one-off event, whether it's a, you can go down the list of all kinds of things you can do with other humans, but you have to be open and you have to be honest and you have to be flexible. Like, I think all of those are requirements when you're going to deal with any other human in business. And I'm still going to stand by being obsessed with collaboration, and I'm still going to stand by business is better together.
Beautiful. Exactly. Well, Kim, I feel like we've covered this quite well, and it wasn't about overcomplicating. We simply just wanted to unpack and share our experiences, what we've seen, what we've felt, because the feelings do come into it, although it's not personal. Feelings exist. And yeah, step through it and hopefully help someone on these topics.
Thank you so much, Carrie, for always having great conversations in the BBT studio.
Thank you, Kim. Well, I guess we'll see each other and we'll speak to you guys next week back here in the BBG studio. And oh, Kim, there might be another little spicy versus coming to the table next week as well. Bye, Kim.
Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Carrie in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy conversations, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.